Today's Shir Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Tes Zayin Umid Aleph, and we are in the middle of the short Siman Pei Dalid, which only has one sif, which we started yesterday, which deals with some of the halachos of a bathhouse and the reading of Shema. We brought down in yesterday's Shir that the Mechaber says that there are three sections in a bathhouse in those days. You know, the outer section, where people would enter into that area, and they would be fully clothed, either coming in from the outside, or they'd be fully clothed because they're coming out of the middle area, the Bayis HaEmtzai, and they would leave there fully clothed to go into the outer chamber. So in the outer chamber, we said one would be allowed to learn, one would be allowed to daven and say Shema. And the Mechaber begins, we said this yesterday, but we'll pick it up today at the very top of the Amud, Ube'emtsoi, in the middle chamber, Sheketzosa omdim shom levushim, Ugetzosa rumim, in the middle chamber, you have some people starting to get undressed already over there, and they're not wearing any clothing. You have people that came out of the inner chamber, where the mikveh was, or the bathhouse was, and they would be fully undressed, and now they're beginning to get dressed in the middle area, in the Bayis HaEmtzai. So over here, the Mechaber says, Yeshom Shila Shalom, you're allowed to say to your friend, hello, how are you? Even using the Shem's name, as we'll see, Shalom Aleichem, Avol lo kriyashma utfila, but one would not be permitted to recite the kriyashma, or to say Shmon Esrei, or other dvarim shebikdusha. Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishneh Berurah writes, Uktsasa Rumim, Yeshomim dafilu imachshav kulam levushim, Oshein shom odom klal. He brings down this Yeshomim that says, even if right now everybody's fully dressed, or if there's nobody there at all, Mikol mokom kivan da bayis miyuchad lios bo arumim levushim ktsas, since sometimes there are naked people over there, din merachatzalov. It has the same status as the innermost chamber, and one should not say dvarim shebikdusha over there. However, the Yesh Mekilim is that he brings down the more lenient opinion that allows this. According to them, Uladivrayim, Becheder Shador Shom Habalon, in the place where the person who's in charge of the hot water for the bathhouse, that's called the Balon, or Bnei Adam Omdim Shom, Gam Kenarim, or there are people that are there that aren't fully clothed. Shari Lama Divrei Torah, the Kiddush Tfila Be'en Shom Adam. Even though there are people there at times that aren't dressed, if right now there's nobody there, or everybody that's there is dressed, then one would be permitted to say Dvarim Shebikdusha over there. The issue footnote number 2 brings down, if you're wearing tefillin, at that point you wouldn't even have to take them off. Ein tzorech lechaltson, if there's nobody there that's naked, even though sometimes people are there that are naked. And this, the Mishneh Berurah continues, it says, V'chol ze le'inyan beis emtzoi. This is only for the middle chamber that we're talking this din about. Avo bebeis hapnimi, in the innermost chamber, where the people are naked, and there's a lot of hevel, there's a lot of hot water there, and there's steam, and there's what's called hevel over there. So in that innermost chamber, even if right now nobody is there, since there are people that are always washing themselves over there, and that are naked over there, so even right now, if there's nobody there, it's still considered most tfei, it's considered more disgusting. And this has the same halachic status as the beis hakisei, which even if there's no excrement in it, one would not be permitted to say dvarim shekedusha, v'osu afilu ein shom adam. And over here too in the bathhouse, even if there's nobody there right now, you wouldn't be able to say shema. And even this bathhouse was only used in the summer months. And it's closed, not being utilized as a bathhouse in the winter months. Nevertheless, even during the winter months when nobody's using it, it still has the halachic status of a bathhouse, like a beis hakisei, the lo nekar, adayin shemo mimenu. And it didn't have the name removed from it, and one would not be permitted in this situation to go and say dvarim shebikdusha over there. Dear Shifutna number 3 brings down, as we had pointed out, when nobody was in the middle bathhouse, there were opinions that said that you would be allowed to say Dvarim Shebikdusha over there. So he says, in that situation, what about the kosel of the Bayis HaMerechatz? What about the innermost wall? So when the wall of the bathroom we had talked about, one is not permitted to daven right next to that wall of the bathroom, even on the other side. So he brings down over here from the Chazon Ish, Shalakos al Beis HaMerechatz, Ein Din Shal Merechatz, Umutu Likro Kinegdo. He brings a rye from here that there is an opinion that says you could read when nobody's in the middle chamber in the Bayis HaEmtzai, you would be allowed to read there, even though there's the wall that separates the innermost chamber, where it's definitely forbidden, to this middle chamber, where it's sometimes only forbidden and sometimes not. So he brings a ray that wall separating the two chambers doesn't have any issur attached to it. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues. He says, "Im osu, ach im osu, shinui maisa kigufo begufo." If you make some sort of a physical change in this innermost bathhouse area, so it's not being used in the winter, that's not enough. But if you do some sort of a change to it, kigon sha'aku sham tanur, you take out the oven from that area that was making the hot water, uchayotzi bo, or something similar to that, yoso beis dira. Now using it as a bedroom, or using it as some sort of other accommodation. You would have an obligation to put up a mezuzah on the door, and you can make brachos on it, and to say shema, shmonesrei, and all sorts of dvarim shebekdusha inside this area because you've uprooted its name of being a bathhouse. And in fact, this would be the same halacha in regards to a besakise. Somebody makes an extension on their house. The area that previously was a bathroom, they now make into some other utilization other than a bathroom. So by doing a maisa to it, you can uproot its status as a bathroom, uproot its status as a bathhouse, and say dvarim shebekdusha inside that area. Sivkot and Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah says, according to the Mechaber, you could say only Sheila Shalom in the middle chamber, but not Kriyash Motvila. So he writes, V'chein kol ha-brachos v'divrei Torah also shom. Likewise, if you can't say Shema Shmonesra, you can't say any other brachos there and you can't learn there. He brings down, U'mashem v'divrei Ataz, the b'di'evet in Beirach Shom, eino chozer mevarach. If you did make a brach over there, and you were in this middle chamber, you don't have to go and repeat the bracha again. The Chaim Kriyat Shema. Similarly, if you said Kriyat Shema in that area, Ein Chos V'Korei, you don't have to repeat the Shema. Afim Hoyanim Tzushom Oz Odom Orum Beis Hoem Tzoy. Even if there were naked people in there, that's how far he goes to say you don't have to repeat it. How come? He says this is only true. Ach Ba'ofen Shelo Omad Negdo. You weren't standing next to the person who wasn't clothed. Beis HaKriyat at the time that you're saying Shema, or Kigon Shehersir Pan of a Gufon Men, or you turned away from him so you weren't looking at him when you said the Shema. Because if you were looking at him, the lav hochi, if you're in front of him, then you have to go back anyway, whether it's a bathhouse or not. Chos v'kori mitam shekor neged erva. Then you'd have to go back and repeat the Shema or the Bracha or the Shmon Esrei if you said them in front of a person who wasn't clothed. Ulinyan beis hatzvila, masika taz, and in regards to a mikvah, the taz says, the whole dino kibayis emtsoy shomer chotzen has the same halachi status as the middle chamber of a bathhouse. And you shouldn't make brachos over there lechatchila. The only exception being rak birchas hatfilo shi hechreches shom. To make the bracha on the tefila itself, when a woman goes to make a bracha and she immerses herself, she has to make a bracha. So you'd be allowed to make that bracha there because you have no choice. Kiddi evet hi chashuva. You have no choice. Where else should you make the bracha? And this is true, of course, that you can't be naked when you're making the bracha. Obviously, when a person goes into the mikveh, they're naked, but then they're covered up by the mikveh waters, as we've already spoken out, as we'll see again in a second. And you can't have anybody else in your view when you're making the bracha. Because then it would be forbidden, nothing to do with the mikveh or the bathhouse, but because you're not allowed to make a bracha in front of a naked person. So what do you do in that situation? You have to turn your whole body away from them, and you're not looking at them, you're not facing them, so then you can make the bracha. And this is true for a woman when she goes to make the bracha on the tefillah in the mikvah when she's dunking. So then she also is allowed to make the bracha, but she has to be careful not to be facing anybody. As we brought down previously, she should make sure she makes the bracha while she's in the water. We've learned this already in Siman Ayin Dalid, and we brought down over there, Shekosav Sheto Shita Akrein Biragleh. She should stir up the water so it's not transparent and clear. This way, her body won't be visible, even to herself, from above the water. So her head is above the water, her erva is below the water. It's considered a valid separation. And if you stir up the water, so it's not clear and transparent, so then that's the best etza. The reasoning behind this is Vatam, Dishon b'makom ha'mayim yosim mistaber deino nechshav kibayis emtsoy shel merachatz. In the water there, it doesn't have the halachic status of like being in the base emtsoy of the merachatz. U'pashu, degam shom tzricha beis habrach l'hachzir poneh v'guf minoshim arumos omdo shom beis hatvila. And again, she has to be very careful not to be looking at any other women that might be waiting online or standing also in the mikveh area who aren't clothed. As we've already learned as well in Siman Ayin Tes. He says further, the Mishnah Berurah, v'hinei lefi da'as ha'taz, according to the opinion of the Taz, av kishein sham odom orum, even if there's nobody naked over there, ein levarach sham bracha acheres, you only can make the bracha on the tefillah, but you shouldn't make any other brachos over there, because we go lechumra, le'das ha'machrim, le'el b'veis v'amtsoy, that we don't make lechatrila brachos in the beis v'amtsoy, only make the bracha on the tefillah, because there's no other choice. That's the opinion that's brought down. However, he brings down the Mogen Avram, in Simen Mehei, whose mashmal lahalka was there, that one could be mekel in some situations, because the middle chamber of the bathhouse, as well as the mikvah, ein ba zuhama, it really doesn't have a foul odor to it, it doesn't have sweat, and it's not used as a bathhouse, it's used as a place of cold water that you're dunking into, so you're not going to have steam and other zuhama over there. And this is the opinion of the Birka Yosef as well. The Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, "V'nei b'mikvah sheshochum b'mayim chamim, in the mikvah where you do pour hot water into it, that might change the din. Yishlomer di'esh bo hefla. Now you're going to have steam. Now you're going to have a foul odor. We call makom efshalomer dein bo zuhama. But you could still argue that this is not still zuhama. V'havla kolkach, and it's not so much steam. Kamo b'merchutz, and maybe once could still be makel, even if the mikvah is a little bit heated and there is a little bit of steam and a little bit of a humidity and hotness to the room." But then the Mishnah Berurah says, "Ani mikvos ha'omdi b'merchutz gufayu." If you have a mikvah that is inside a bathhouse, so in such a mikvah b'merchutz vaday also levaruch shom birchas tefillah, then you cannot make the bracha on the tefillah in this bathhouse slash mikvah. Vafil b'mayim tzorich iyun, and even the water over there, when the person is inside the water, still tzorich iyun. De'ishlam ahadlu b'merchutz nefishu b'mayim nami yoser. Even when you're in the water over there, you might not be able to make the bracha, and he's left this with a tzorich iyun. Now we go back to the Ramah. The Ramah writes, "Hagah umutu laharish from the Divrei Torah." In this middle area, you would be allowed to think Divrei Torah over there. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Hay explains, "Vafilu neged anoshim arumim." This is even if they're naked people over there, because the hiru neged erva ain't what isser. There's a technical isser. There is no such isser of thinking Torah in the presence of somebody who's not dressed. Then the Mechaber continues and he says, "Bapnimi, in the innermost chamber, which we've already spoken about, tishakulam omdim shama room, that everybody is there standing unclothed, afilu shila shalom also, and one isn't even allowed to say shalom aleichem to somebody to ask them how they're doing." And the Ramah says, "The also lanos amen beis hamerchutz, and one would be forbidden to answer amen inside this innermost chamber of the beis hamerchutz." The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Vav, "Afilu shila shalom aser, ki shalom hu shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because shalom is one of God's names. Shenem abiyikulo Hashem shalom." And likewise, one shouldn't use the name Shalom Aleichem to somebody when you're walking in an area that it's a dirty area, walking outside and there's garbage or a garbage dump. The whole dino could buy a pnimi, because those have the same halachic status as being in a bayis pnimi. This footnote number 8 brings down from the Sfas Emes, why is the name Shalom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu more so than the name, let's say, Chanun or Rachum, which you would be allowed to say? So he brings down the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis, Shetiknu l'shol eschaveru b'shem Shalom, that the Chazal specifically set up that we should ask each other, how are you doing, with the name of Shalom, specifically, because that's in place of the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore that name has special additional sanctity versus all the other names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the issue footnote number 9, he brings down, what about saying Shalom whose head is uncovered? So you say Shalom Aleichem to them, and they're going to answer back, Aleichem Shalom. So Ramosha, the Igris Moshe writes, Sha'af Shirov Hanoshim Ein Kavanos Hum L'Shmosha L'Kodesh Baruch Hu, since most people, even though they're not thinking that this is Hashem's name, nevertheless, Kivon Sha'adovin Ogeh L'Kovot Shemayim Roy L'Hachem Zeh, since it is using really Hashem's name, so one shouldn't do this. Except, one should try to say it in a way that won't insult the person. You can say, Ma Nishma Etzlocha, how are you doing? Rather than saying, Shalom Aleichem. This way the person won't be insulted. The Stechemen, however, brings down that one can be mekel and say Shalom Aleichem if it is a tzorach gadol. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, She'ev Shal Hoka was there, one could be mekel in general, kiven she'im mechuvonim klal u'she'im shemayim ela nimus b'yama. Since nobody really means Hashem's name, they're saying Shalom Aleichem, how are you doing? One can be mekel in general. The footnote continues and says, what about saying God's name in English or in some other foreign language? So Rav Moshe and the Igros Moshe brings down as well the Ein L'Hachmir B'Kach, She'yiv Shal B'Ofenecher. Here you don't have to be Machmir if there's no alternative. However, he brings down the Pesach Hadvir, who says even there you shouldn't say God, you shouldn't say Hashem's name in a foreign language as well. In regards to Hashomea Bracha Me'acher, if you hear a bracha from somebody else and you're intending to be Yotze with it, so the Bach says, and the Prima Gadim say, Sha'asalo Lios Begilui Rosh. You can't do this with your head is uncovered, because when you say Amen to a bracha that you want to be Yotze with, it's as if you said it. And you're not allowed to say a bracha with your head being uncovered. Limin Yimisha Shagag Vispal Brosh Megula. What happens if somebody davened and didn't realize he wasn't wearing his yarmulke, it fell off? So Shlomo Zalman brings down, Ain't sorry, since this was after the fact, you don't have to go back and daven. However, the Igros Moshe says the person in that situation has to go back and daven again. Why? Because the Goyim, in their houses of worship, they're makbid that they don't wear anything on their head when they daven. Therefore, Nechsheves HaTfila Barosh Megula Kitoeva. then when a person davens without having a hair covering, a head covering, so then it's like a toev, an abomination, and therefore one has to go and repeat that davening. And he concludes, Tzorich Iyun Ladina, how we actually paskin, like Rav Shlomo Zalman or like Rav Moshe. Mishnah Berurah then says, "V'adam sheshmo Shalom." What happens if a person's name Shalom? Yesh osu meveisem rechem zekrosu bishmo el b'shul laz. You shouldn't call him Shalom. You should call him some foreign language name. Call him his English name, Sal, or whatever his English name is. Yesh matirin, and there are those that permit it. Kivin she'eno miskavin al inyan hashalom el laskar shmo shalom suadam. Because you don't really mean the name of Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shalom. But you're saying your friend's name Shalom, and therefore it'd be permissible. It brings down from the Divrei Sofrim, Halech Achar Amecho, that you'd be allowed to go over here, like the more lenient opinion, and he says, V'chei Noah, given if a person's name is Shalom, we do call him that in the bathhouse. However, he says, HaYorei Shemaim Yeshu L'Hachmi, a person who's zealous in his performance of mitzvahs, a real Yorei Shemaim, shouldn't do this, Yan Ki Abi Amecho Nevosim, because there are those opinions that say you shouldn't do this. So what should you do? He suggests, V'yivla HaMem V'yomer Rak Sholo, not Shalom, don't make the Mem sound, or Shalom, make a Nun instead of the Mem. And he brings down as well from the Igeris or Rishus, Nachon Shalom Lichtov Shalom Imvav Rak Sholem. We don't write the word Shalom fully out with a Vav, but spell it Shin Lamed Mem, because many people will throw it away. Shemotzi Lizrok Biashbasos, and this would be a problem of Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being thrown away. The issue footnote number 10 brings down, however, one would be allowed to erase the name Shalom, that's not a problem. She'ein kedusha biosios ksivasu, because the letters themselves don't have that kedusha. Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Zayin says that the Ramah said you're not allowed to answer Amen in the Merachatz. This is al echad she'amar b'chutz. Somebody else outside the bathhouse said a bracha, or be'ezah bayis shubracha says it nearby. The nira. And it appears the haynu dafka beis apnimi du beis hakisei. This is when you're in the innermost chamber, which has halachic status of beis hakisei. But in the middle chamber, be'emi bayis emtzoi sharelanos, you would be permitted to answer. Gam shalom adam devar halacha beis apnimi. If somebody asks you a halachic shayla in the middle innermost chamber, also lo malo, you're not allowed to tell him. I'm not allowed to answer you. Ein mishivim b'merachotz, because that's telling him a halacha. And if somebody says Shalom Aleichem to you, and you're not allowed to answer him, also lomar ein mishivim b'merachotz. It's also for me to answer to you in the merachotz, because that's teaching him an halacha over there. So what should you do? Rashi lomar lo, you can tell him b'chol zeh merachotzu. This is a bathhouse, and he'll understand on his own. Dizeh lo havi afilu hira. That doesn't present a problem. It's not even as hira thinking Torah in that situation. However, in the middle chamber, you would be permitted to tell him, "Ein mishivim b'merachotz." You're not allowed to answer somebody in a merachotz. There are those that are machmir, as we've already pointed out, even in the middle chamber, not to say that. Rakim yeshbo mishun darki shalom, only to keep the peace. Mutuloma b'loshon zeh. If the guy won't understand why you're not answering him, then you can tell him, "I'm sorry, I'm not allowed to answer you in the bathhouse." English also shouldn't drink in the bear's house because you can't make a bracha there. Kalo also levarach sham ubli bracha English tosin. Since you can't make a bracha there, you're not allowed to drink. Umitzer roshalit. So somebody's thirsty, really needs a drink. So the prima godin brings down, make the bracha in the outer chamber and drink over there, or in the area where the balon is over there. And when there are no people over there standing naked, that would be acceptable as well. Or go into the beis hatvila and cover yourself up with the water, cover your head as well, and then you can make the bracha. And drink there a little bit, amanas lishtos with merachotz, so you can have a drink in the merachotz. And this is when you want to go drink more in the rest of the chambers, shiyesham chadorim bevayis echot toch beis merachotz. Holovar chutz lemerachotz klal losa, but to go and make the bracha outside the merachotz and then to drink inside the merachotz, that wouldn't be allowed. And pshita, to go make the bracha outside and only to drink once you get inside to the merachotz, that wouldn't be allowed, that's too big a hefsik as well. And we learned this in Simon Samach Beis. What about putting up a mezuzah on the merachotz? So the Mishnah Berurah says, in the bayis hapnimi ube'emtsoi potter, there is no obligation. The huadin merachotz sheis lofanel chotzer, b'chotzer omdim shom miktos in a room in potter gamkein. And if there are people standing in the merachotz in any place where they're sometimes naked, that room doesn't require a mezuzah. V'diris habalon chayavis a mezuzah, but the house where the person who is the balon, he has to have a mezuzah on his cheder, because that's a separate cheder. However, if there are people sometimes standing there naked, then you should cover that mezuzah. In a certain type of a place called a malkhoiz, which they would use sometimes for a merachotz once or twice a year, or something called a later hoiz, a place where they would make some sort of whiskey, yayin sraf, these are chayv and mezuzah, the yesh omrim, the yesh l'chassos and mezuzah, and some say you should cover up the mezuzah as well, the chay mutal espal besochu, and you can also daven in such a place. Ma'isha omdim bo ambatjos l'rechitza, house that has bathhouses in it, mashma me'achronim, the dino kibes apnimi, the nafish omhav l'vzuhma, It appears from the Achronim that this house has the status of a bathhouse. However, he brings down in footnote number 17 that nowadays, Bambacha shows Manenu Shimokum Noki, it's much cleaner, Lechora Logor Michedo Emtsoi, Shimimerchot Shilagabov, it would have the same status as the middle chamber, which was the Machlokis that we brought down previously. Look in this Dirsha footnote for further detail, and this concludes today's shir.